This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, voting early, voting often, and you've got your favorites. Most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved Danettes. 60,000 total votes so far. And we will unveil banners for all the award winners coming up tomorrow. If the Lakers can do it, we can do it too. An in-season banner that we will unveil for all those four categories. Also, it was suggested by the Danettes that the Danettes vote for the best, most valuable backroom guy. Now, I think we did it last year. I don't know if we did it the year before, but the Danettes would vote for the most valuable backroom guy.
MVBRG has been a thing for five, six, seven, 8 years. Yeah, we've done, I remember at one point, I'm pretty sure our old cameraman Casey was involved.
Casey.
We had, pretty sure MVBRG has been around for quite a bit.
Okay. I think it was our vote, wasn't it? It wasn't the fans because they don't know everybody as far as the backroom guys.
Yeah.
But I went back to see the big German because he's the guy who is directing everything here on the show. The TV.
I never get voted for MVBRG.
Yeah, but the TV portion
actual
on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app and streaming it. So I saw the big German and I said, hey, you know, BRG, vote for BRG. He goes, well, I got a Christmas card. And I go, why? It was directed to him. It said, great job getting a location in Dublin. And then somebody sent the big German a Christmas card just to say thank you for getting a great location for our trip to Dublin. I don't know if it was Will Ferrell who sent it in, but he did get a Christmas card. I think that might be one of the first for the backroom guys. But Dylan, the graphics guy, has done a wonderful job with the gambling podcast.
Don't skew the...
Okay. Don't influence anybody. Well, no, it's you guys.
There are a few BRGs who have had big years.
Really?
Breakout years.
Okay.
Some might say.
Dylan, the graphics guy with the gambling podcast?
I mean, I guess so.
Okay. He's good at gambling. I don't know how he is at doing graphics on the show.
Ray started a whole new story, started a whole new side business.
Oh, that's right.
Taking that under his wing. I mean, I don't think that we should overlook Ray's convenience store.
Yes.
Back there, because that was highly successful.
So we have a popcorn making machine. You can get snow cones back there. And then Ray has a hot dog machine that he cooks hot dogs, tater tots, a variety of things.
There was fish sticks on there at one point, which may have been a negative, but shouldn't overlook the great things that he's done.
Yeah, he's done a good job. Rob does a wonderful job on the newsletter. Great job on the newsletter.
And he does that all by himself, I think.
Yes, he does.
Single-handedly.
Mario likes to come in and take a victory lap. But Mario has been very diversified. He's been a cameraman. He's done a little bit of the newsletter. He directed a little bit there as well.
A Swiss Army knife.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's sort of our, who's the wide receiver, quarterback, running back, tight end?
Cordell Stewart?
No. For the Saints.
Taysom
Hill. Mario might be our Taysom Hill. Yes, Todd.
And then there's Tyler, cooking, taking care of the dog. He does like a little of everything, screening the calls.
Yeah.
He's all over the place.
Yeah. Well, you guys have to vote.
Kind of done that, though.
Ooh.
Is that really adding to his repertoire there?
Okay. All right. Well,
just saying.
But he's consistent. Yeah. But you guys are going to vote for the most valuable BRG coming up on Friday. There's no public vote for this. This is just you guys. Well, the public doesn't know the BRGs. They don't know Rob.
I mean, are our votes anonymous, or are we going to say them on the air?
Well, what do you guys want to do? Do you guys want to do anonymous, or do you want to do just...
I'm okay with making it awkward.
Okay. Okay. If
I mean, they already hate us as it is. We might as well just throw it out, put a name to it.
Okay. All right. All right. I guess I'll break the tie if there is a tie. Okay?
Are we doing it right now?
No.
Oh, I almost said it.
Well, we can. But I'd like to wait, you know, have the awards ceremony on Friday. I mean, I'd rather spend the time now talking about the season finale for The Masked Singer that I didn't watch, but you watched.
It was a two-hour extravaganza last night.
And the Masked Singer... was?
All right, I'm going to give you guys a, let you guys guess.
I said Mariah Carey.
It was an R&B singer, but a male R&B singer.
Okay.
Who was popular in the mid-2000s.
Cisco. Well,
that's a very good guess. That's a great guess. No.
But not right. Okay.
That Drew Hill? Was that Cisco?
It was Cisco.
Okay. All right, so it's an R&B singer from the 90s.
2000s, yep.
Eric Benet, wasn't he married to Halle Berry?
That's the only reason we know him.
Okay.
It's not Usher.
No.
Ruben Studdard.
Even better guess, but no.
Clay Aiken.
Wrong color.
Wrong color.
Neo.
Neo.
Boop.
Whoa!
Okay. Boop.
I couldn't tell you anything about him, but I do know the name.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the runner-up?
Nick Cannon.
No, they thought it was Tom Jones. It was a sitcom star from the 70s.
Oh, boy.
John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. They were like, it's Tom Jones. They take it off. Oh, it's John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard.
It'd be awesome because they really would be like, hey, that's that guy from the... what was that show that he was... Remember? What's that guy? Remember he had that show that was really popular?
How do you have John Schneider on?
I don't know. And it was the finals, too. And they were taking it off. And they, you know, they go, and they're like, oh, they're trying to pretend to, you know, take... a you know tough time to get the mask off, and they go, all right, who is it, oh my god, oh, and I look and I was like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm pretty, you know, cultured, you know, as far as pop culture, and I was like, who is this? And my wife was like, I don't know who this
1980,
is either.
That might have been a big deal.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, it was John Schneider. And Ken Jeong was like, you're my favorite.
Speaking of the 80s, yes, Tom.
One of them actually guessed a Tom Wopat, who was Luke Duke, the mother brother,
like,
so
I
that
said.
Was that was pretty close.
All right. thank you. Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard. Okay.
Macy Gray was also a finalist.
Ooh, Macy Gray.
Yep.
All right. Nice voice there.
Yep.
It is hour two on this. Boy, this feels like a Friday, man.
That's very good.
I mean, it essentially is Friday because today's Thursday, and we're already mostly done with the show, so then that means that tomorrow's it's essentially Friday already.
No, we still have 2 hours to go, and you can't mail it in.
Not really, though, because we're already mostly done with this segment, which means then there's only two more segments this hour. And then three, you know, and we're talking about five segments.
Okay. Come on now, let's go.
Come on.
Come on.
Let's go. The audience deserves this, all right? What time?
And yesterday felt like Thursday to me. I don't know if you guys felt that way. All the more reason why today feels like Friday.
Thank you, Todd. Once again, you can vote. Most valuable, least valuable, most improved, and least improved.
Could it be a sweep this year?
One
Danette takes them all.
Okay, Mario is tabulating the votes. You can go to danpatrick.com and you can vote all the categories. Mario said yesterday, two of the races are already over.
Damn.
Wow.
That's great.
Now, I was trying to figure out that was it a most valuable it's over, or is it least valuable over? And Mario wouldn't tell me. I said, don't spoil it for me. And by the way, we forgot to mention Weeks, our cameraman, as one of the BRG.
We love Weeks. Oh,
that's a telling, though, that you forgot.
Well, no, Todd told me to tell everybody that I forgot.
Because he's so smooth and good at what he does, like, you just all of a sudden you get ignored and you get taken for granted is what happened.
He's quietly standing next to us.
Yes, he is. He's simmering there with his camera. And very valuable. He and the big German might be the two most valuable people in the building.
Yeah. More valuable than Mario?
Oh, yeah, by far.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they say by far. You say more valuable, period.
Yeah, period.
By far.
Yeah, not by far.
The big German's very LeBron-esque, where it's like, oh, he put up 38 and 9. Okay.
Well, you come to expect that from the big German. He comes in, you know, he can, he's like MacGyver. Or Weeks could be like MacGyver. He can basically do what you need him to do. And the big German, too. They're both very, very handy, talented. And we will vote on the BRG's most valuable. Thank you, Mark. Most valuable BRG. That'll be tomorrow. And then we'll go into the Christmas break. Yeah, you know, people won't have anything to think about as they go into the Christmas break. No. And who's the, you know, the least valuable Danette?
Nobody's. There's really only one, maybe one and a half people on this side that are actually going to spend more time than that immediate moment thinking about it.
who are those people?
Me. Yeah? Well, Todd will definitely spend some time, whether he won most valuable and or least valuable. Both will stick with him through the vacation.
That's very accurate. He knows me very well.
All righty, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Poll question for hour two is going to be what? We do have Thursday night football. The Saints getting four against the Rams. There's also a bowl game, or at least rumor has it there's a bowl game. It's the Boca Raton Bowl. It's South Florida versus Syracuse. Seton?
In a decade, who will be considered a better center? This is a topic that Paulie is bringing up that he's pretty hot on.
Okay.
Nikola Jokic? Joel Embiid?
Who
will be considered a better center in a decade? Basically, it's a legacy question today.
Wow. When it's all said and done. Okay. I guess it depends on championships, because it feels like those two are going to be battling for the MVP for a little while. By the way, did you see who is the favorite for Rookie of the Year in the NBA? If you said Victor Wembanyama, you would be incorrect. It's Chet Holmgren right now.
Okay, Chet.
Yeah, Chester.
Red shirt.
Chester, my Oklahoma City Thunder, and that according to DraftKings. Joker already has the title, a couple MVPs. Yeah, I mean, this is a big stretch here for Embiid. This year, next year, can you win a title? Can you get to an NBA Finals? Are the Nuggets good enough to go back there? I mean, Joker, it's commonplace for us to go, oh, what did he do? And it's a triple-double. I mean, it's just commonplace. And the same with Embiid. But Embiid is, you know, off of last year and what he's doing this year, he's averaging more points than minutes played, put up 50 last night. And he does it in an effortless way. The greats do. There are certain guys, like Iverson had to work when he scored. It felt like it was always work, but he scored. There are certain guys that you just go, how many has he got? He's got 42. Joker's there. Embiid is there. Luka can be there as well. Just certain players where you go, oh, here's another one, as we're going bouncing around like a pinball. I saw Kawhi Leonard smile. There's certain people that you don't see them smile. And I thought, oh, damn, he's smiling. I'm at 9 straight wins, and Kawhi is smiling. It's like when we heard him laugh, and we're like, whoa, he can laugh. Hey, he'll smile a little bit there.
But that laugh was completely awkward. like, I don't even know how to really laugh.
I think Seton, did you do a Kawhi Leonard laugh there, Seton? Somebody, I thought, impersonated him.
Yeah, he does kind of like a, right? I love it. Maybe in the moment I did that. But...
That's called the laugh, Kawhi.
Oh, we got to give out most valuable caller.
We do?
I think.
Newcomer caller of the year?
James in Virginia joins us now. Hi, James.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Thursday, DP, Danette. Salute the commander. Man, I was just thinking about it. I think there needs to be an MVC banner going up, too, man, for all the MVC winners of the past. You know what I mean? I think that would be a great addition to the man cave. I was just calling, man. I got a question and a comment, man. I stole a little of my thunder earlier with Luciano, but what's your favorite Christmas movie? A Christmas Carol, A Christmas Story, or Die Hard? I'm not sure. I think I kind of like Die Hard, too. But I'm just calling, guys, because I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. You guys have always shown me love, given me support, man, and I just want to spread that love and joy with you guys. And this call is sponsored by the new NIL sponsor of Crabbersburg State, Duke's Mayo, man. Duke's Mayo, congratulations, Crab State. You guys have a wonderful new year, guys, and a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank
man.
You, James. Love you guys. Thank you, James. Same to you and your family there. Yeah, Paulie.
James may be entering Hall of Fame with callers.
Emeritus?
Emeritus Hall of Fame, because he's a sure thing every time. The energy and just the curveball that is him. That was thrown upon us.
That was the big reveal.
Yeah, Mass Singer could skip
it. Yeah, that's one of the the mass caller. It's like, come on in. Oh, let me put a face to that voice. Whoa, James in Virginia.
Oof, that was just
Marvin's reaction. Shock. He's like, he's white.
I see.
We didn't know.
I see the two black dudes that were his assistant coaches. I was like, okay, I see you, bro. Whoa. He started talking. I was like, whoa.
James in the middle of two of his assistant coaches, coaching football. They're black. And then you got James. And Marvin's like, which one of the brothers is James? I said the guy in the middle, and you're like, whoa, he's white. Yes.
The video, he starts talking, like, whoa, what?
My initial reaction, the image popped up on screen, internally, I didn't say anything, but I thought, God damn it, they put the wrong video up. No joke. That's immediately what flashed into my head was, damn, they put the wrong video up.
Yeah. We were supposed to have James in Virginia.
And then all of a sudden, it was like this guy was lip syncing. I'm like, whoa, how much production did they put into this? There's no way that's James.
Good stuff.
Man, James from Virginia, he works at UPS.
Like, yeah.
Girl, you know James in Virginia? Girl, he got a good-ass job. Yeah. He works at UPS. I was like, damn. That's all I thought of. Yeah.
His mom is proud of him.
Yeah, the girls were swell. Never mind.
Never mind.
Yeah,
easy.
Girl, you know James, right? He got a good ass job.
Yeah, hi, James.
Yes. Girl, you got benefits? Sorry, go ahead, back to you.
All right, so we'll have the most valuable caller coming up tomorrow as well. Then the most valuable backroom guy, and then we'll do our awards as well. You can vote on the Danettes. That's at danpatrick.com. All right, we'll take a break. The big swagoo, Marcus Spears, will join us. Tua Tagovailoa is taking receipts. We'll ask big swagoo what he thinks Tua is saying. Who's he referring to? All of that coming up. Saints at the Rams coming up tonight. The Rams are giving 4. Take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBC Premier League festive features. Well, it's going to be a massive matchup of the top of the table. It's Liverpool and Arsenal. NBC and streaming on Peacock. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you for downloading the app. We say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. We'll talk to Marcus Spears. A big swagoo will join us coming up here momentarily. A couple of phone calls, and Russell in Vegas joining us. Hey, Russ, what's on your mind today?
I'm doing great, guys. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. First time, long time. 5'10", a hard, 190, hand size, 9.5, old school. And I'm also a member of the DDC.
All right.
And the reason for my phone call is I actually had a bone to pick.
Oh.
And my bone to pick is ever since I found out that the Super Bowl was going to be here in Las Vegas, I sent a barrage of phone calls and emails to your location to find out how I can make your trip a little more pleasurable when you get here.
Okay.
And I've got zero response. I even reached out to the big German after you guys came back from Ireland.
Okay.
So this is what I had in mind. This is going to be rapid fire. This is guys coming at you hard, coming at you fast.
Okay,
for Pauly, I want to get him on the ice and get a body check from one of our professional hockey players. Seton, I want him to shoot a 50-caliber machine gun and get a tattoo of the Las Vegas sign. Fritzy, I want him to test his vocal skills out at the Mega Karaoke that just opened up at the Venetian and go to Brad Garrett's comedy shop to get some free lessons. And Marv, where we're going to do something special with you. What we're going to do is we're going to do the Stratosphere Fall. It's only 880 feet. And you can also go to the Pinball Museum. No large hands are required for both of either one of these.
Okay.
And for Dan, take you to the best steakhouse that just opened up here, Oscar's, and one of the best cigar lounges. For the BRGs, we can go ahead and take some test track runs on the race car track out here.
Are you setting all these things up, Russell? Or are you just suggesting them?
I was trying to. I mean, I had all these ideas popping through my head as soon as I knew the best show in town was coming to my town.
Okay. All right. Russell, stay on hold, and Tyler will get your information, and hopefully somebody, yes, yes.
I thought there was a lot to do in Vegas. He just added a whole bunch of other things we didn't even think of.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
Fun.
Yeah, maybe we'll reach out and see if Russell can help us when we go to Las Vegas. Yes, Paul?
Can he help Todd stay in his hotel and watch Dateline for 7 hours?
He doesn't need any help.
I don't need any help.
Back to you.
Don't
I'm
need
a professional
any
stayer in the hotel.
Yes, you are. Yes, Seton.
I don't know, maybe it's just me, but Russell seemed pretty upset. Like he had called and emailed dozens, if not hundreds of times, mm-hmm. and then finally got through and was like, hello, I'm just trying to do something with you guys. I don't know. Maybe there's a red flag there. Just throwing it out.
Ooh, stage five clinger?
Well, it was a little like, why are you not responding to my stalking? It's kind of the way it felt to me. I don't want to be around guns with the fellas, all I'm saying.
Transition to Marcus Spears, ESPN NFL analyst, former defensive end, and member of NFL Live every weekday from 4 to 5. He's got to put up with Dan Orlovsky. He gets the pleasure of working with Laura Rutledge, Mina Kimes, and Ryan Clark. And the big Swagoo joins us on the program. Are the Rams threatening?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, buddy.
They are. They are, man. They are. The way Matthew Stafford is playing right now, offensively, this team. The eye-opener for me was against Baltimore and what they were able to do against that defense and the type of plays that they were able to make. And obviously, we know getting Cooper Kupp back was huge, was a huge infusion of juice for this offense. And I love the running back, Kyren Williams, who I think is one of the most underrated players in this year. So they fixed a lot of things. I think Sean McVay coaching has come to the forefront. Last year was just so bad, man. Injuries, not having a lot of your key pieces. But this year, he's showing why he was regarded as one of the better, not only offensive minds, but head coaches in the league.
This time of the year, you get those teams that it's not the playoffs, but they're playing like it's the playoffs. Like every game, you know, Buffalo's got to win out.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they're a big favorite against the Chargers. The Bengals and Steelers, you know, there's a lot attached to that as well. Speaking of the Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger had some critical things to say about the Steeler way offensively. Maybe it's not there anymore. You know, when you start to point the finger of blame here, does it start at Mike Tomlin that you can have the Steeler way on defense but not have it on offense? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it starts with Mike. And, you know, obviously he's one of my favorite people because I know him personally, but it starts with him. He knows that I don't hold any punches when it comes to that. You see some of the undisciplined things, some of the lack of effort things, and obviously we coming right off of the George Pickens not doing a damn thing on a block that could have potentially turned into a touchdown for them against the Colts. But I think Mike will tell you himself, it always starts with him. You know, offensively, the offensive coordinator job, I think that was held on too long. You could have made this transition way earlier. You saw that that wasn't going anywhere. I think for as much as they get paid, DP, you're damn right we're going to start with them when we see problems with the team, and that's who it goes to. And that doesn't absolve these grown players from not, you know, doing the minimal. Sometimes you just get beat. Sometimes you play teams that are better. But we've seen now this from Deontay Johnson. We saw this from George Pickens. We heard Najee Harris talk about be down and dejected about what they were doing offensively. So this feels like a holistic problem. And we were talking about it yesterday on NFL Live and realizing that this is also the second youngest offense in the NFL. So it's not a lot of leadership on that side of the ball, or not that calming presence that you would probably look for, or even the presence to challenge people when they're not doing their job. Like, I was fortunate to be around a lot of veterans in Dallas, a lot of dudes that would challenge you, call you out, and it made me a better pro. So I think it is more on Mike T to get that specific unit doing what they need to do.
How often does the defense take offense when the offense isn't playing well and say something to the offense, or maybe vice versa? How often does that happen, do you think, in a locker room?
It doesn't happen when they playing bad, because it's you know that they're trying to have success. The difference is when you see effort. Like, the difference is when you see physicality. And I think that's what TJ and obviously Cam and Minka Fitzpatrick, when you look at the leaders of this team, they not going to go get into the intricate details of why we can't run the football or why we don't have a bunch of yards offensively. But when you see, again, example, George Pickens not making a block, and then you couple that with the fact that we not having a lot of success offensively, and we haven't had a lot of success throughout the year, that's when you go over as a defensive guy and be like, man, what the hell wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
Though, look, what you saw, DP, is the that is what happens before players-only meetings. Those type of things are what give the validity to saying, hey, we kicking the coaches out, and the coaches have to do their job. But accountability in the NFL, in any good team that I've ever been a part of, the players took more accountability than having a coach have to say something about.
Is Sean McDermott coaching for his job?
I think this last little resurgence, no. It's a crazy league, though, DP. We know how crazy it is, man.
If they don't make the playoffs?
If they don't make the playoffs, it's going to be a real conversation about if he's the guy going forward. I really believe that. And that because of the tremendous amount of success that Buffalo has had playoff wise, and Josh Allen has played really, really well, even though, you know, the firing of offensive coordinator, the firing of a defensive coordinator, or the leave of absence of Leslie Frazier. I think if this team doesn't go to the playoffs, and I talked about it earlier this year, is that the NFL now is about windows. And if yours is open, You better try to make it happen. You better at least get there, right? Like, if they miss the playoffs, think about this, DP. If the Buffalo Bills miss the playoffs, we are removed 2 years away from saying this was one of the best teams, if not the best team in football. And now you suffer injuries with Matt Milano. You got Tre'Davious Wright injuries as well. You look at the offensive side. Stephon Diggs has been up and down about his excitement or enjoyment about being there. Joe Brady is the best thing that happened to this team in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Because he's calling an offense that doesn't put everything on Josh, and some of those have translated into wins. I hate to say it, but I think so. Now it would still be surprising, DP, if they fire Sean McDermott to me. But it wouldn't be something that I'm like, that there's no basis for that. It would just be to change direction and change course and hopefully get you over the top.
He's Marcus Spears. You can see him Monday through Friday, NFL Live at 4 Eastern with Laura Rutledge, Mina Kimes, Dan Orlovsky, and Ryan Clark. When you were with the Cowboys, how aware are you when you go out? Like, everything you do when you're a Cowboy in that town as opposed to some other place that you played?
Yeah, it's crazy. I bet it's not as bad, DP, as like a Green Bay or a Buffalo.
Okay.
Right? Because of the vicinity. But there's a lure to being a Cowboy, man. Like, I still eat free around here. I still get people calling me to do stuff. I still make money off the fact that I play for the Cowboys. So it's one of those things where, look, this city was the second city I lived in my entire life. Right. I grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was there all the way throughout college and got drafted, obviously, in Dallas. So this is home for me, beyond Baton Rouge, which is my heart and my home where I learned everything. But this city has been absolutely amazing. Now, obviously, the perks come with the fact that you were drafted by the Cowboys and people recognize you and they want to be a part and attached. But you ain't like Troy Aikman on Monday Night Football. That got something to do with the Dallas Cowboys. I'm on ESPN. That got something to do with playing for the Dallas Cowboys. It's not just about local. Like, the local people love us and they tell us every chance they get. But the national presence that you have when you play for the Cowboys as well is, I think, second to none. I mean, we all over the media. That ain't no coincidence, DP.
No.
Okay.
No.
You think from your career that you play for the Dallas Cowboys? To be honest, like all of the success that you had, think you play for the Cowboys?
Yeah, backup tight end. I was there for a few years, and a backup punter as well.
A punter,
I want you to tell me what Tua is referring to, Marvin. If we could play Tua Tagovailoa.
I keep receipts. We all have a way of how we do things, but like all the narratives about it, I am I am only good with Tyreek, and you're right. I am. That is the only time I am at my best. You're right. I'm only good when Jalen's in. I could care less about it. Like sure, if Jalen and those guys aren't out, like I'm only as good as Raheem Mostert allows me to be. Like that's what the narrative needs to be. And we're able to win games and we're able to go where we want to go as a team. I am the worst football player, if that's what you want. Like, I don't care. Like, I really don't.
I like that he cares. He says he doesn't care, but he cares.
Tremendous.
Okay, does he have a legitimate gripe here?
No. I mean, I think if Steve, DP, we always got to separate. I don't want to even say fans and people that actually watch the game in detail. Tua can play. Tua is a really good quarterback, very accurate, great with ball placement. The narrative about his arm strength, I never bought into it because I saw him play at Alabama and I saw him throw beautiful deep passes down the field. I think the narrative on Tua is with all of this talent surrounding you, are you going or where do you fall in that order? This same conversation that I have about Brock Purdy, right? Everybody thinks that you mad or you hating or you don't think these dudes can play when you have a legitimate argument around them. Like DP, honestly, when you walk into the stadium and you're about to play the Miami Dolphins, who the hell do you think the defensive plan starts with?
Tyreek.
It starts with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Like, that is the narrative that's starting to make all of these quarterbacks think, or people in general think, that if you don't say that they the best quarterback, or that it's like they can't play at all. Like Brock Purdy, I was on Get Up the other day. Brock Purdy is playing out of his mind. He's absolutely elevated what this San Francisco 49ers team can do. That ain't the first person you think about when you walk in the stadium and you're playing against the 49ers. Like, you got to understand, when I come from a defensive perspective, I come from a perspective of sitting in a facility for 5 days a week, game planning on who do we have to make sure we take care of if we're going to have the best chance to win this game. You know who people saying that is for the 49ers? Christian McCaffrey. Just like people saying Tyreek Hill is the guy for the Miami Dolphins. So when do you get to Tua, right? When I go to Baltimore, Lamar Jackson is first on that list. When I go to Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes is first on that list. When I go to Buffalo, Josh Allen, the first person you got to take care of. When you go to Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers would have killed us if he wasn't the first person we had to decide that we were going to take care of. So that is how I determine when you start talking about quarterbacks.
Okay, but who's your MVP then?
My MVP is Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, like I have, because first of all, DP, I have a flaw, okay? This is my, I got to admit it. My flaw
is. You got one, okay.
I got one, just one.
Okay.
We all got to have one.
Yeah, sure.
You know, Lamar Jackson to me is in a rare category. If it's not for Patrick Mahomes, and you can also put Josh Allen in this category, it should have been a revolving door around those three for league MVP, right? Because when I think of most valuable, Aaron Rodgers, obviously, in that, and he won them, so I omitted him because he won two of them. DP, tell me who's been more valuable to their team outside of Patrick Mahomes is the only argument, and obviously we talk about Aaron Rodgers, but he won them. Who's been more valuable to their team outside of Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, I've said for a while now that no team asked more of their quarterback than Baltimore does with Lamar Jackson.
Oh, And you got people that will argue Buffalo, and they got a legitimate argument.
But see, but he already won his MVP. And you know how this goes in the media. We'd love to have a new story.
We want to move on.
That's why we're trying to get Dak in there, Brock Purdy in there, you know, even Tyreek Hill, McCaffrey in there.
And it's not just us, DP. They do it in basketball. LeBron should have won at least two more MVPs in basketball. So, look, Brock Purdy numbers, what he's done, absolutely should be in the MVP conversation. And I got him too, because you just can't deny the
success. What if he looks great on Monday night against the Ravens and Lamar Jackson?
Then you're moving past Lamar Jackson.
Okay. But if Lamar wins that game.
In a win. He has to win the game.
Yeah. If Lamar wins that game, then all of a sudden he's your favorite.
Yeah, because if Lamar is my favorite now. But if Lamar wins that game, I guarantee you he's going to be who we walk away saying was the best player on the field. If San Francisco wins it, we ain't going to walk away saying Brock Purdy was the best player on the field. All right. I love you, dude.
Thank you.
People get mad at me for that, man. I have watched Brock Purdy snap after snap after snap. I'm not like Dan. I haven't seen every snap, Dan Orlovsky, but I've seen enough to know how much he's impacting the success of this football team. My only thing is this. When you didn't have two guys, you went 0-3 and averaged 17 points a game. Lamar Jackson lost Mark Andrews. They rolling. All right. He's lost offensive linemen. They rolling. He just lost his their most explosive running back.
Yeah.
He's still going to roll. We don't have that same type of sentiment, you know. So, hey, now, last part on this MVP conversation. If Josh Allen didn't throw so many interceptions, he'd probably be the leader in the clubhouse.
They have to make the playoffs. Thank you for coming on this year. We appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you, man.
Merry Christmas to you, brother. Send me some steaks. I don't know if we're going to be able to do meat
Friday. No, come up. Just if you don't do it now, do it in the off-season.
Where are you? Where are you again? Tell me again.
I'm about an hour from Bristol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do meat Friday. Friday hard, man, because I'm always home.
I'm like 20 minutes from Orlovsky.
Oh, that's why you don't like him.
Why?
Because you're too close to him. He gets on your nerves.
I just like guys who play the position really well.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Yeah, well, we the same in that regard.
Thank you, Marcus. That's Marcus Spears. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one. firmer or softer on each side? You decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well. Quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Jason and Travis Kelce have a podcast called New Heights Podcast. And they stumbled upon the topic of, what about Bill Belichick to the Chargers rumors?
On Thursday Night Football, the Chargers made the decision to part ways with head coach Brandon Staley. People are saying that Bill Belichick might be the front runner for the head coaching role. Yeah, no shit. Bill Belichick's going to be the front runner for any head coaching role. If he is available, I think everybody's going to want this guy. Now, who do you think they should go after as the next coach?
Go get like a young, never heard of college coach.
You like that route?
I don't want a good coach to come in to my division, dude. Out of here. I hope they hire some jabroni, man.
Yeah, you don't want Belichick in your division, at least drawing up the defense if you're Travis Kelce. So, yeah, certainly understand that. Speaking of the Kelces, NFL Pro Bowl skills competition. Now, you're named to the Pro Bowl, but there's no Pro Bowl game. It's just a skills competition.
Yeah, they've had this now. The Mannings kind of like running it. And there's been a skills competition for a few days. There's been flag football. There's been dodgeball, kicking competition, a gridiron gauntlet, blah, 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 precision passing. So it's kind of like an all-purpose skills competition. There's a new one this year. Who wants to guess what the new one is? The hint is it's to incorporate more of the offensive and defensive linemen.
Bench press.
No, but that'd be great. Oh. I think they work, man. I guess they worry about it.
Yeah. Todd?
Some kind of tug of war with mud in the middle?
Not some kind, just tug of war.
Just plain tug of war. Okay.
Tug of war now added to the Pro Bowl game skills competition.
Fun.
It's going to feature the linemen who may not be involved in some of the flag football events. Teams of five players from the AFC and NFC will be positioned over a foam pit. In a best of three competition.
No, you can't do a foam pit. You have to have Squid Game. You have to make it like it's
alligators.
Well, maybe not alligators.
Oh, acid.
But maybe not acid. But you know, you fall into beer, a big vat of beer or something.
Chunky
like
soup.
That.
Get the sponsor.
Okay, could do that. But you got to make it where it's colorful. Like you're gonna fall into a foam pit.
It's a best of three, five guys on either side, AFC, NFC, and there will be a foam pit in the middle.
Great.
That's pretty cool.
Can't wait.
Tug of war, though, to chalk up.
Can't wait. Yeah. Get those sumo wrestlers there. Yeah. Nice.
Who would be like an all-time? Like, Haloti Ngata seems like a one seed for all-time NFL tug of war.
Yeah. And Dominican Sue would probably not be a good guy to face.
Larry Allen.
Yeah. Gilbert Brown.
Yes.
Ooh. I like our guy James Harrison.
That's true.
I put him on my team any day.
When you have muscles on top of muscles, like James Harrison, like that's not we're not in the same species. Where you go, man, he's got whatever these things on top of your shoulders are, your traps, and then he's got traps on top of his traps. Yeah, Seton.
That's what a good thing that actually signing day is. Signing day is good for noticing, like, who the hell are these 17-year-old kids that are that big? Because when I was in high school, there wasn't anybody built like that. These kids are gigantic.
Well, even when I watch college basketball now, they'll say, you know, you'll look at somebody and you go, he's got to be 27. I mean, he just has to be. There's certain guys, and some of them are like 24, 25. The advantage you have over an 18-year-old when you're 24, playing any of those sports, certainly basketball and football, man. You're a skinny 18-year-old kid coming in, 6'3", 150. Nobody wants to mess with this. Final hour coming up. Is Jim Harbaugh more likely or less likely to go to the NFL? We'll talk some college football. Final hour on this Thursday after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.